Chelsea at home on Wednesday. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Ian Sam and Neil Dockin. There will be a caller to come a little bit later in the show. But Neil, before we get into the challenge that is Chelsea, I want to just touch on the captain's comments. And they've got a little bit of traction. And I don't necessarily like using social media as the benchmark, but it is the world we live in. How did you kind of take Virgil's comments? Because he gets asked about his future and he says, that's a big question. Well, I don't know. Any concerns for you there? Or was it just a simple case of him giving a really, really honest answer?
Yeah, it was one of those where as soon as he made the comments, it like flashed up in WhatsApp chats, everyone saying, get on Virgil's comments, have you seen this? But when I actually had a look at it, it was all quite obvious, really, from start to finish. I like the fact that he first congratulated the journalist on his maths. When he said, you've got 18 months left, he was like, good maths. But then, he just stated the obvious, really, with that almost sort of stereotypical Dutch openness and bluntness that we've sometimes seen from Dutch footballers down the years. Of course, I'm going to have to wait and see how the situation unfolds. So much is changing at the club. You know, the point's been made, not only are we in the market for a new manager, we're in the market for a new sporting director. There's so much behind the scenes that's got to be resolved. And it's clear to me, at least, that Virgil van Dijk, before he commits the next 3-4 years of his career, whatever it might be, he's got to weigh up his options and look at who's coming through the door, what sort of fit they are. You might think, well, obviously any manager in the world would want Virgil van Dijk, but he still wants to hear it. He still wants to see a new manager come in and tell him, this is my plan, this is my vision, this is how you're going to feature and be a part of it. So I didn't see it any real cause for concern. I thought it was him almost bluntly stating the most obvious of obvious points.
I think we often encourage honesty in footballers. So when they give us an honest answer, I think sometimes you just got to take it as that's what he thinks at that moment in time. But I did understand one or two people saying, well, it maybe just adds to the uncertainty a little bit. And maybe with a big game on the horizon, a series of big games on the horizon, could he have played it slightly different? Could he have just played it down? Because ultimately, you don't want to hear your captain saying that he might be thinking about his future